Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Do you ever wonder why some people get cancer and others don't? There really are 7 fundamental reasons why that happens. In this session, we're going to discuss the first 3, which are all physiological. The very first place that we look is at the definition of cancer as found in the Dorland Medical Dictionary. And honestly, I haven't looked at it in years, and I can't imagine that it's changed. If anything, it would probably even be more adamant about cancer is caused by chemical mutations. So that raises the question, where are the chemicals coming from? And the answer is really very simple. They're in the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the cosmetics and creams and lotions and salves and whatever that we apply to our skin. And by the way, as I'm going along through this, if you have a question, please do not hesitate to ask. You know, at my age, I have some timers. Sometimes I'll remember what to tell you. Sometimes I won't. So the more questions you ask me, the better off I am. And how do you reach me? The phone number here is 844-305-7800. It's toll free, so give me a holler. And if you don't want to hear your voice on the phone, you can always write to me at michael383@me.com. So let's start off with chemicals. We're telling you where they're all coming from, and here's how they begin to, one, set the foundation for aging, the foundation for all diseases, and especially cancer. Here's what takes place. Right now, your body is manufacturing 1 million new cells. It's an ongoing process. And where is that building material coming from? It's coming from whatever is in your bloodstream. So depending upon what you had for breakfast or lunch, depending upon when you're listening to this, or even for dinner, because who knows, you could be listening at night. Whatever it is that you had, and whatever coloring, flavoring, stabilizers, emulsifiers, preservatives, additives of any way, shape, or form are in that food, it's now probably to some degree in your bloodstream. And that's where your body goes to make new cells. It pulls out of the bloodstream that flow of material what it needs to construct a new cell. So here's what happens. In manufacturing the DNA, the cell will incorporate a chemical. Now, one of 3 things is going to happen. One, the chemical will damage the DNA. Now you have a cell that does not look right and doesn't function properly. You're now laying the foundation for aging and disease. You have genes in your cells. And if a chemical comes along and corrupts the gene in one way, it may have eliminated your ability to manufacture the tumor or the protein that will hunt down tumors. On the other hand, it may have created a problem in the gene that now the soul is rapidly multiplying uncontrollably. That is what they call cancer. So obviously, the very first thing you need to do is to change your diet, and we will discuss that. But right now, I want to tell you how to get rid of the toxins in your bloodstream. Your body has an ongoing detoxification process. One of the things that, or the 4 things you need to ensure that it operates at optimal levels, zinc, iron, manganese, molybdenum, they ensure that the detoxification process will work. You want to get the toxins out of your blood. So take a look at red clover, yellow dock, burdock root. These are all great blood purifiers. So that will take care of that. Now, the next thing that happens is that when your blood gets to your liver, your liver seeks to automatically render the toxins harmless. What cannot be rendered harmless will end up being stored in the fat. So what we want to do here is we want to make sure that the liver is operating at optimal levels. Now, one of the things, let me rephrase that, four of the things that work against your liver: saturated fats, hydrogenated fats, trans fats, and alcohol. Those four elements will have a tendency to gum up your liver, and in doing so, reduce the efficacy of how your liver operates. So what we want to do is break down those fatty, gummy deposits. We're going to do so with choline, inositol, methionine, lecithin, unsaturated fatty acids. All of those will help to break down fat and cholesterol. So you don't even need statin drugs or red yeast rice. Just do it naturally, and you will lower your cholesterol, and you'll break up the fatty deposits in the liver. It'll be functioning better. It will help you get rid of those toxins. There are a couple of herbs that are known to be fabulous for the liver. Dandelion root is one, and milk thistle is the other. And here's the deal with milk thistle. One of its capabilities is that it will stimulate the liver into manufacturing new cells. So you can actually end up rejuvenating your liver. So that will take care of the chemical portion. Another cause are free radicals. Now, free radicals, what they do is they end up damaging the cell and creating a cascading effect that damages multiple cells. And here's how that takes place. The free radical is a singlet oxygen, or at least I call it a singlet oxygen. And what that implies is that there's only one electron in the outer orbit of the atom of the oxygen atom. Two protons in the nucleus, one electron. Because it seeks balance. In fact, everything in nature seeks balance, including our body. But what gets in the way is what's between our ears. There is where illness and health both reside. All the seeds are there. It just depends on what you nurture and how you nurture it. And what is the nurturing? Food, or the lack thereof of nutrients, another cause. So we have this free radical seeking balance. So one of the ways to eliminate free radicals is with vitamins A, C, E, pine tree bark, pycnogenol, grape seed extract. All of these are excellent for reducing free radical damage in the body. And when you cook, use a lot of rosemary. It too is a fabulous antioxidant. The last part that creates problems is viruses. And I'm going to use that, or germs, as a catch-all, because what can happen is that a virus can come in, damage the cell, and create the same havoc. Now, in order to eliminate viruses, and this is the same thing we're going to do to eliminate all those damaged cells as much as possible, and that is build the immune system. Key ingredient, vitamin A, first and foremost, the most important. Make sure you get at least 25,000 IUs of vitamin A on a daily basis. Vitamin C, another one, 3 to 5 grams a day. Zinc, another nutrient essential for the immune system. I know you think you're taking care of your immune system in a multi, but it really depends on the multi that you're taking. Some of these low potency ones that are beautifully packaged and have a great philosophy behind them, in truth, from my point of view, they're not going to do you a whole heck of a lot of good. You need high potency supplements, because when you nourish your body, not only will you look good, you'll feel good, and the most important thing, you will stay healthy. This is Michael Schwartz, and you've been listening to Radio MD.